Good. And Father Christmas gave me this, and I've been told to do my talk with it in my mouth. But I won't. It won't be any better either way. We just sung a song of celebration about Jesus coming, which is really great. And can anybody who's been to our services or seen our leaflets and things tell me what the theme is of our Christmas things this year? Angela? Love came down. Right, Matt, we can launch off. This has been the theme that has tied together a lot of what we've done this Christmas, because we've got a message which we want people to know, which is that love came down at Christmas time. But we've got a question up there as well, which is the sort of challenge for this morning. What if that is actually true? Because there's a danger that we can just go through Christmas without thinking about the impact of love coming down at Christmas. Now, at Christmas time, we read passages from the Bible, and some of that comes from the Gospel of Luke, like, for instance, the angel Gabriel going to see Mary. But right at the start of the book of Luke are these verses here. And basically what this is saying is Luke, who is a doctor, was giving a reason for why he wrote the Gospel of Luke. He wasn't interested in fake news that we hear a lot about now. He wanted people to know the truth about what had gone on. And so he said that they've looked into, spoken to eyewitnesses that knew what went on, and he wanted to make a careful account of this for a guy called Theophilus, so that he may know the certainty of the things that he'd been taught. We don't really know who Theophilus is, but Luke was writing it to that man, and that man's name actually means loved by God, which is at the top there. And it's also a message to us, and we can know that love came down at Christmas, and we are loved by God as well. Now, just recently, I learnt a little bit about Winchester Cathedral and the great window, this huge great window at the end of that cathedral. And it's very, very interesting, the history of it. Well, I hope you find it interesting. Now, what sort of glass do you have in a window like that in a church? Does anybody know? Stained glass. Now, if you don't know what stained glass is, there's an example of a bit of stained glass. Some of the pieces are just coloured, some of them have got paintings on them, and they're all held together with lead, and they make up a picture. And that great west window in Winchester Cathedral was made hundreds of years ago and must have taken absolutely ages, because it was full of pictures of Jesus' life, the story of his life from the virgin birth to when he was ministering and healing people and teaching people, to his death and to his resurrection. And whereas Luke wrote down for Theophilus the story of Jesus, Theophilus could obviously read. In times past, there's a lot of people who didn't read, and sometimes pictures helped them to be reminded about, when they went to the cathedral, they were reminded about the story of Jesus. But about 375 years ago, almost to today, in 1642, there was a civil war going on, and a terrible thing happened. The Roundheads, which was one of the groups that were fighting, went into Winchester, took over Winchester and the cathedral, and the army went into the cathedral and they smashed the windows. If you look at these windows here, it looks like some of them might have been in here as well. We haven't got much in the way of stained glass, but we've got a few broken windows. But they smashed that huge great window into thousands of pieces and sort of wiped away all of those stories about Jesus, and just in piles and piles of stuff on the floor. And unfortunately, the cathedral was an empty shell. The roof was taken off as well, and it was an empty shell for many, many years. We'll come back to Winchester Cathedral in a little bit. Now, I had a surprise gift come through the post at the end of November, and it was an advent calendar from a company I've got an account with, and I wasn't expecting it at all. How many of you have had advent calendars this year? Okay, quite a few of you. Advent calendars where you've got a little door to open each day of December as you lead up to Christmas. Now, what was the picture, the overall picture, if you had one picture on your advent calendar?
I had a pig on mine because I had a pork scratching advent calendar.
Right, okay. Somebody else? Is it anybody else? What picture have you got on there? Right, well, they have pictures on the front of them, and if you're brave, you can tell people about pictures on your advent calendars, but we haven't got time to wait for you to be brave. Advent calendars used to be this sort of thing, some sort of nativity-related picture, because as you go through December, you can think about different aspects of the story of Jesus' coming. But nowadays, you get all sorts of things like pork scratchings, or we've got toy-based advent calendars. Lego calendars. If you search for advent calendar on Google and in images, out of the first 50 images that you see, there's only three that have got anything to do with the Christmas story as we read it in the Bible. And Cadbury's have even got a website which is called Cadvent. And this is the sort of thing that you see. This is from 2016. And you can click on the different days. And it says on there, children find out how children across the country deliver moments of Cadbury joy. It's not quite the same as the joy that we talk about at Christmas. There's some good stuff there. There's little films of kids doing things for older people, etc. And so I don't want to write it down completely. But there's a lot of people that wouldn't know what an advent calendar is about at all, because it's just got scents and perfumes on it, or pork scratchings, or something like that. Sorry, just gonna. Oh yes, the other thing I was just going to say is the same things happen with Christmas cards as well. And if we have a look at this is one you can't really see it very well, but this is one I received this week. It's got a dog on it with a blue moustache. And there is a little bit of holly in the background, but I couldn't work out what's this got to do with Christmas at all. Now, the advent calendar that I got, which I was going to show you, and I forgot to, but I've got a picture of it, is this one from Screwfix. Screwfix advent calendar with a gingerbread house on it with some snow. And my challenge this morning is to somehow link this in with the Christmas story. It had little doors in it, and when you opened it up, there's a little chocolate tool in there. And I left the final thing on it for somebody to open this morning. We could have seen whether it was a screwdriver or pliers or something like that. But what all of this illustrates is just how the message of Jesus, of love coming down at Christmas, has been wiped away from a lot of what we do at Christmas. And we can ask ourselves, does that matter? Does it really matter? It's just a little Christmas story, and does it matter that People think that Christmas is just about giving gifts or having parties or meeting gran and granddad. Does it really matter? There's a lot of things about Christmas that are good like that, about being kind to neighbours. Some people have been inviting neighbours around this Christmas. There's a lot of that is really good. But if the message of Christmas, of love coming down, if that nativity story is true, then it's something that we need to take seriously. Those of us that are Christians have known it to be true for many years, but what sort of difference does it make in our lives? But let's consider that question this Christmas. If we are new to all of this, or we haven't really believed it, we think it's just a fairy story. If it is just a fairy story, then we're wasting our time, and it doesn't matter. But it is important. Okay. So, back in the 1600s, if we go back to the Winchester Cathedral, the people of Winchester were really, really sad about their cathedral being spoilt and the window being broken, and they wanted to save it. They loved their cathedral and they wanted to save it and to make it better. And they couldn't do that for a while because the war was going on. But in 1661, Charles II came to the throne and they had the opportunity to do something about it. And so they gathered up the bits of glass and things which had been around, and they started to repair the window. And so today, there's a complete window there. As you saw in the first thing, it wasn't empty, there was glass there. But if you look at this window, it's different now. The next couple of pictures go in a little bit closer. And what you can see is that some of the pieces have got paintings on them, some of them are plain glass, but they're all higgledy-piggledy. And it's a patchwork of glass fragments that have been put together. There was no way in which they could put all of that window back together as it was. But they loved their cathedral. They wanted it to be a place to bring glory to God, and so they tried to put it back together. The most completed reassembled figure is this one here, and there's bits and pieces of him that don't look quite in the right position, but that was the best that they could do. Man's best efforts never got the window back to its former glory and what it was supposed to be. Just to finish off now, God made this world wonderful and good, and a place for him to be worshipped and honoured. And mankind has generally messed up and destroyed much of what was good and tried to ignore God and wipe away references to the story of Jesus. And we see this all around us. And for some, this has led to broken and shattered lives. But God loves his people, and he wanted them to be saved, and he looked down on the broken pieces and said he wanted to do something about that. We had screwed up, and Jesus he came to fix it. There you go, screw fix. He's managed it. So, even in an advent calendar that had nothing to do with Christmas, there's a reminder there that that is the central message of Christmas. And of course, we look forward to Easter when we hear about the end of Jesus' life here on earth, when he was killed and then he rose from the dead, and we rejoice at that. But today we've been celebrating the fact that that story started with a little baby coming to Bethlehem. And if the nativity story is true, and we believe it to be true, we need to take notice, because it's the important starting point of God's rescue plan for mankind and for us as individuals. And this verse here is from the Message, and the John 3:16 is a familiar verse, but this wording is a little bit different. It's basically saying that Jesus came to sort things out, and God loves us, and his love came down in Jesus. And I just ask that wherever we are in our journey with God, whether we haven't met with God, whether we have drifted a bit from God, whether we're a bit confused about things, whether we're going great guns with God, that this Christmas we recognize the importance of the truth of that message that has been the theme up until now through this Christmas period of God's love coming down at Christmas. Thank you.